here. You do a six pack at noon. What's up today?
Well, Mike, I was thinking, because it's kind of gray and dreary, and I'm getting together with some college friends over this weekend, and I thought it's been a really long time since I've done a decade show. So today's show is featuring all music from the 80s. So instead of just a six pack at noon, we're doing an entire 2 hours of fabulous music from the fabulous decade of the 1980s.
That's awesome, because I'm driving up to Maine, so I know what I'm listening
to. Carry the tunes along.
Very, very
It'll
nice.
Bring you down memory lane, too, I hope.
Okay, it will. And what are you starting with today?
We're starting back, going all the way back to 1981, and a little band we call the Go-Go's.
All right. Stay tuned for Something About the Women with Jane. I'm Mike. Thanks for listening. This is WMFO in Medford.
Get it. seas. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, listeners to WMYT. MFO in Medford. My name is Jane. Welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1. We play music by women across all musical genres. And I was just inspired to do an entire show of 80s music today because, first of all, it's pretty hard to feel glum when you're listening to that great poppy, new wavy stuff. And we're going to listen to that stuff. We've got some great R&B in here. We've got some artists that are familiar friends that are still cranking out great stuff now, decades later. And we've also got some one-hit wonders in the mix. And I had a lot of fun choosing music for today. And I hope you have fun listening to it. So no six-pack at noon today, because we're just doing an entire, I don't know, like a keg of 80s music. That's what we're doing today, folks. And we started out our show with the Go-Go's all the way back to 1981. We got the beat. Then some Eurythmics, that wonderful Annie Lennox with Sweet Dreams. And we just heard Madonna herself with Holiday. And, I think we're going to have some fun today. So here on WMFO in Medford, Something About the Women.
You're always on the run now. We're running. 86% of teens said that social media hurts their confidence.
70% of girls with low self-esteem won't be assertive in stating their opinion.
We're posting inspiring content on social media to raise girls' self-esteem.
For more information, visit
mediagirls.org.
Struck it rich. I don't understand why it's no plan that you can't
the one, the only, the late, the great Tina Turner. Better Be Good to Me. Wow, I can't believe it. You know, that song came out in 1985. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Before Tina Turner, we heard Joan Armatrading with I'm Lucky, going all the way back to 1981. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts gave us Bad Reputation. That was from 1980. The wonderful Linda Ronstadt, Get Closer, 1982. And we started out that set of music with Gloria, Miss Laura Branigan, going back to 1982. And I have lots of happy memories of dancing to that song. And perhaps you do as well, listener, because this stuff is a lot of fun, I think. And what I realize is this is the day for lovers of synthesizers. Yep, that's what we're hearing all through today. Okay, maybe not so much on the Joan Jett song, but we're going to hear a lot of it today because that is when they were like totally in their vogue. And I don't know. I just find it really fun. I got to say, I am a child of the 80s or a young adult of the 80s, frankly. But it is it's great stuff. So I'm having fun going down memory lane, and I hope you do too. It's 11:32, Something About the Women. I co-host the show with Kirsten and with Sue, and we take turns in the DJ chair. But we do hope that you will listen to us every Saturday because we have a lot of fun, and we do love our listeners. So you can check out our Facebook page, but definitely please remember to tune in every Saturday here on WMFO in Medford.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no.
Okay. Who's dancing? Who's dancing? I'm dancing in the studio, in my chair, in my DJ chair. I cannot help it. Wow, that was Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka, going back to 1987's fabulous album, The Lion and the Cobra. Before that, Cyndi Lauper and True Colors. Beautiful song. It's a perfect song for Pride Month, of course. Going back to 1986 when she released that. And Miss Sheena Easton before that with Morning Train 9 to 5, released in 1980. Before that, we heard These Dreams from the Wilson Sisters, Heart, released in 1985. And we started out that set of music with Miss Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love for You. And she released her self-titled album in 1985. I don't know how many people associate Whitney Houston with 80s music, but that's when she started, and she left an amazing musical legacy out of a very tragic life. But what a talent. Singular talent. It's 11:53. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. And I'm not doing a six-pack at noon today because we're doing an entire show of 80s music. It's been a really, really long time, like probably more than 10 years since I've done a decades show. And I was thinking about, I'm getting together with some college friends this weekend, and also the news of the world is not always cheerful, but you know, often 80s music is, or sometimes it's angry and it's protesty and it's you know, paying attention to the world and saying, hey world, pay attention. So I loved all of that about it in its era, and I love it now as a listener. And I hope you're having some fun today listening to these tunes. And we're going to start out this next set of music. Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to forward announce. I'm only going to back announce today so that we have a chance to listen and be intrigued by what it is we are hearing on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.